الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومطاعنا محمدًا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قد نرى تقلب وجهك في السماء فلنولينك قبلة ترضاها فولي وجهك شطر المسجد الحرام صدق الله العظيم وعن أسامة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قلت يا رسول الله لم أرك تصوم شهرا من الشهور ما تصوم من شعبان فقال ذاك شهر يغفل الناس عنه بين رجب ورمضان وهو شهر ترفع فيه الأعمال إلى رب العالمين وأحب أن يرفع عملي وأنا صائم أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. Respected علماء كرام, elders, beloved brothers in Islam. In the conventional sense, those of us who are familiar with business principles, an astute businessman knows that he cannot expect heightened commercial activity throughout the entire year. But there are certain seasons where the astute businessman long in advance prepares, because he knows that during this season he has the expectation profits are going to go up, sales are going to go up. There is this expectation of heightened commercial activity. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, out of his shafaqat, out of his compassion and mercy, we find in Quran and Hadith also there is this acknowledgement. Many times the effort of deen is equated with the word tijarat, business. Hal adullukum ala tijaratin tunjikum min adabin aleem. Allah Ta'ala is talking in this verse of the Quran which I mentioned about striving in the path of Allah. تُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ وَتُجَاهِدُونَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ بِأَمْوَالِكُمْ وَأَنفُسِكُمْ. Such a great amal. Allah says, Iman in Allah and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and Jihad in the path of Allah. Allah referring to that says that if you will do that, you will be saved from a terrible punishment. But what is the word Quran uses to refer to that? Hal adullukum ala tijara. That, O people of Iman, should I not show you a business? So this comparison of deen also with business, this is Allah's shafqat and kindness because of our mindset. When it comes to our deen, when it comes to our spiritual effort, Allah has, out of His mercy, kept certain seasons. In other words, periods when the doors of Allah's mercy are flung open. When amal and deeds that are done, the rewards are multiplied. And like the astute businessman doesn't wait for the season to start, he starts preparing in advance. In exactly the same way, we learn this dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the onset of Rajab. Allahumma barik lana fi Rajabin wa Sha'ban wa balighna Ramadan. Ramadan hasn't started. 2 months still to come. Yet, my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would make dua, O Allah, bless us in the months of Rajab and Sha'ban and cause us to remain alive to experience the month of Ramadan. Abu Bakr Warraq rahimahullah, he explains this analogy like this. He says, Shahr, Mathalu Shahri Rajab, Mathalu Zara, Wa Mathalu Shahri Shamadan, Mathalu Shahri Sha'ban, Mathalu Hasadi Zara, Mathalu Sikali Zara, Wa Mathalu Ramadan, Mathalu Hasadi Zara. Another saying of his, he says, مَثَلُ رَجَبْ مَثَلُ الرِّيحِ مَثَلُ شَعْبَانِ مَثَلُ الْغَيْمِ وَمَثَلُ رَمَضَانِ مَثَلُ الْمَطَرِ. He says the example of the month of Rajab is like a farmer planting the seeds. Shaban, cultivate the crops, put the fertilizer, water the fields. And Ramadan, the time to harvest the crops. Another saying of his which I mentioned, he said the example of Rajab is like the wind. Ramadan, Shaban, the rain clouds have gathered. And Ramadan, when the rain will start falling. In other words, don't wait for Ramadan to start. The clock of life is ticking. We have entered into a season. This is the season of Allah's mercy, Allah's compassion, Allah's kindness. Occasion of Jumu'ah, time constraints obviously we have. What was the manner in which our noble master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنًا. For you in the Rasul of Allah, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنًا is the most beautiful example. Take your cue, take your guide, take your direction. وَمَا آتَاكُمُ الرَّسُولُ فَخُذُوا وَمَا نَهَاكُمْ عَنُوا فَانْتَهُوا. Take your direction from Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What was the practice of my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Shaban? Sahaba bear testimony. How did he receive this month? What was the preparation for Ramadan that Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did in this month of Shaban? Unfortunately today, we find there are many practices that have no basis in Quran and Hadith. We are looking for superfluous things. We are looking for things that are not there in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Sahaba ikram. And these things are given the guise of deen. And we go in that direction. What is the need for that? When we have multitudes of sahih riwayat, we have multitudes of directives as to how our time is supposed to be spent. Understand, The first criteria for any action, any deeni ibadat, for it to be accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that ibadat has to be covered in the mold of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Such a Nabi this ummah was given. This month of Shaban, from an historical aspect, I recited one verse in the beginning in the khutbah. Allah Ta'ala says, قَدْ نَرَى تَقَلُّبَ وَجْهِكَ فِي السَّمَاءِ. Allahu Akbar. Allah is directly addressing Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. قَدْ نَرَى تَقَلُّبَ وَجْهِكَ فِي السَّمَاءِ. What would happen? Historically, according to the riwayat of Qurtubi rahimahullah, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam entered Medina Munawwara. It was the 12th of Rabi'ul Awwal. 17 months and 3 days passed in Madinah Munawwara. That time the Qibla of Islam, the Qibla of the Muslims was Baytul Muqaddas, Palestine. In Makkah, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would face Baytul Muqaddas also, prior to Hijrah. But he would face in such a way that the Kaaba was in front of him in the direction of Baytul Muqaddas. Now in Madinah that was not possible. So now they were facing Baytul Muqaddas because that was the Qibla. 17 months and 3 days like this. What was the tamanna in the heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? The tamanna was that Allah should change the Qibla. Change the Qibla from Baytul Muqaddas to Kaabatullah to Makkah Mukarramah. In anticipation of this, in the desire for this, as he is reading Salah, repeatedly Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sometimes before salah, sometimes after salah, قَدْ نَرَى تَقَلُّبَ وَجْهِكَ فِي السَّمَاءِ, would look towards the heavens in the hope, in the anticipation, in the expectation that Jibreel will bring wahi that Allah has now changed the direction of the Qibla to Kaabatullah. Allah attests to this in the Quran. This verse of the Quran is revealed in Surah Baqarah. In this verse, what is the object of the verse? There is a command in this verse. فَوَلِّ وَجْهَكَ شَطْرَ الْمَسْجِدِ الْحَرَامِ. Turn, face Masjid al-Haram when you read Salah. That is the hukam of this verse. That is the object of this verse. But before sending down that command, Allah, all Allah needed to do was reveal the verse, فَوَلِّ وَجْهَكَ شَطْرَ الْمَسْجِدِ الْحَرَامِ. That, O Ummat Muslim, O my Nabi, O your followers, face Masjid al-Haram, this has become your Qibla. That was sufficient. But we find in this verse, before this, before فَوَلِّ وَجْهَكَ شَطْرَ الْمَسْجِدِ الْحَرَامِ, there are other expressions. What is it? Even if you don't understand Arabic, concentrate, listen, we will see how in this verse, the Sham, the Martaba, the status, the azmat of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Till Qiyamah, this ummah is being told for Salah, we're going to face Masjid al-Haram. All Allah needed to do for only wajhaka shatra al-Masjid al-Haram. But what does Allah do? قَدْ نَرَى تَقَلُّبَ وَجِّكَ فِي السَّمَاءِ. O my beloved Nabi, we saw the way you kept looking towards the heavens in expectation that the Qibla will change. Then, that was sufficient. Now face Masjid al-Haram. Allah doesn't do that. فَلَنُوَلِّيَنَّكَ فَلَنُوَلِّيَنَّكَ قِبْلَةً تَرْضَاهَا. Allahu Akbar. If you understand Arabic, wallah, my respected brothers, if there was no other verse revealed in the shan of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this one verse is sufficient. What does Allah say? Lam and Noon Mushaddad carries the meaning of Qasam. فَلَنُوَلِّيَنَّكَ. By my Qasam, by my Izzat, by my majesty, by my dignity, Allah swears an oath, we will change the Qibla to what? Not Masjid al-Haram. That is mentioned later on. What does Allah say? فَلَنُوَلِّيَنَّكَ قِبْلَةً تَرْضَاهَا. We will change the Qibla to the one that pleases you, my Nabi. وَالدُّحَا. Tere roshan chehre ki qasam. One tarjuma, one translation. وَالدُّحَا. By the oath of your shining and blessed face. وَاللَّيْلِ إِذَا سَجَا. By the oath of your zulfa and your hair. Another translation, just to do justice. وَالدُّحَا. Shining day. وَاللَّيْلِ إِذَا سَجَا. Night as its darkness envelops. Another translation, Imam Fakhruddin Razi rahimahullah. Wadduha. By the oath of your shining knowledge, knowledge of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wallayli idha saja. By the oath of your chadar and cloak by which you will conceive the sins of your ummah. Third translation, I mentioned it first. Most beautiful translation. Wadduha. By the oath of your shining face, وَاللَّيْلِ إِذَا سَجَى. By the oath of your zulfa, مَا وَدَّعَكَ رَبُّكَ وَمَا قَلَى. وَلَلْآخِرَةُ خَيْرٌ لَكَ مِنَ الْأُولَى. And then what? Every Nabi of Allah, Sahaba, Tabi'in, Tabi'in, Ummah of the past, Ummah of the past, this Ummah, every Sufiya, every Atqiya, every Ummah, every believer, every human being is commanded, finish yourself. What is your object? What is the purpose of your life? What is the reason in Allah Akbar? Make Allah happy with you. Make Allah happy with you. Make Allah happy with you. There is no greater objective. This is the command directed to every human being on the surface of this earth. Every angel is commanded. Jinnah is commanded. And what does Allah say here? Allah takes qasam upon qasam. And what does Allah say? وَلَسَوْفَ يُعْطِيكَ رَبُّكَ فَتَرْضَى. That, O my Habib, Allah is going to please you. You are commanded, you please Allah. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in his shan, this verse, وَلَسَوْفَ يُعْطِيكَ رَبُّكَ فَتَرْضَى. Very soon, Allah will do for you what will please you, O my beloved Nabi. Understand this verse in the light of that verse of Surah Al-Duha. Our mother Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, beautifully she puts it like this. She says, it appears to me as if your Rabb is rushing forward to make you happy, my beloved Nabi. Such a shan. Qurtubi rahimahullah's riwayat. Muslims enter Madinah Munawwara, 12th of Rabi'ul Awwal, 17 months, 3 days passed. And this verse, which I have just mentioned, where the Qibla was changed, was revealed on a Tuesday, the 15th of Shaban. In this month of Shaban, this verse in the Shan of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was revealed. Historically, Ulama Kiram also mentioned what else occurred in Shaban. To understand it in the light of one incident. Abu Bayan Isfahani rahimahullah. This was the student of Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah. When Imam Shafi'i passed away, he sees Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam in a dream. And obviously out of the aqidat and out of the love for his ustad, Imam Shafi'i, he addresses Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam in the dream. And my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "Man ra'ani fil manami faqad ra'ani fa'inna shaytana la yatamathalu fi surati." That person who saw me in a dream definitely saw me, because shaitan cannot take my shape or form. So now he's speaking to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam in his dream. Out of the aqidat of his ustad, of his shaykh Imam Shafi'i, he says, "Ya Rasulullah, O my Nabi, was there any special favor that you conferred upon Imam Shafi'i?" My Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam tells him, "Naam, yes. Sa'altu Rabbi Allah yuhasibahu. I requisitioned, I petitioned, I begged my Allah that let Imam Shafi'i enter Jannat without any hisab, without any reckoning." So he says, "Ya Rasulullah, why did you do this? Why the special favor upon Imam Shafi'i?" لِأَنَّهُ كَانَ يُصَلِّي عَلَيَّ صَلَاةً لِأَنَّهُ كَانَ يُصَلِّي عَلَيَّ صَلَاةً لَمْ يُصَلِّي عَلَيَّ بِمِثْلِهَا. Because of one durood, because of one durood that Imam Shafi'i used to recite, that no one else in my ummah recited a durood like that. Referring to which durood? اللهم صل على محمد كلما ذكره الذاكرون وكلما غفر عن ذكره الغافلون. Oh Allah, say salawat upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam kullama ghafara al-dhakirun. Every time that anyone in my ummah will remember my Nabi, Ya Allah, send salat upon him. وَكُلَّمَا غَفَرَ عَنْ ذِكْرِهِ الْغَافِلُونَ. And every time anyone is negligent of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in place of their negligence, send salawat upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ibn Abdul Hakam rahimahullah says, "I saw Imam Shafi'i in a dream and I asked him, 'Ma fa'ala Allahu bik?' What did Allah do with you? How did Allah treat you?" He said, "My Rabb blessed me, my Rabb forgave me, and my Rabb prepared a reception for me in Jannat like a bridal reception." Bima talabtaha dal hal. Why did Allah elevate you like this? Imam Shafi'i says to him in the dream, "Because of this durood that I would recite, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad kullama zakarahu al-dhakirun wa kullama ghafala an zikrihi al-ghafilun." This month of Shaban, ulama say, is shahru salah ala al-Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is the month of durood upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Why? Allahu Akbar. Salah is made farz. Salah after iman is the head, is the most important amal after iman is salah. Salah is like the head in the body. Without salah, there is no deen. Without salah, there is no deen. Yet, such an important amal, Allah commands iman, make salah. What does Allah say? Aqimus salah. Salah is farz. Fasting, kutiba alaykum as-siyam. Fasting is farz. Zakat, khudh min amwalihim sadaqatan tutahhiruhum wa tuzakkihim biha. Atu zakah, zakah is farz. Hajj, walillahi ala an-nasi hajjul bayt man istata'a ilayhi sabila. When it comes to salah, when it comes to salawat, when it comes to durood upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, all Allah needed to do was in the Quran tell us, you are commanded to send durood upon my beloved, and the hukam is given. Yet, ulama say this amal is unique. This is the only amal in the Quran that Allah doesn't just command us. Allah says, I am doing it. Inna Allah. Inna Allah. Before I translate this verse, salam upon others besides Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. We find it is there in the Quran. Allah sends salam upon the Anbiya alayhi wasallam. In the entire Quran, you will not find Allah's salams coming upon any king. Even believing kings, even mu'min kings, Zulqarnain. One entire ruku in the shan of Zulqarnain. وَيَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنْ ذِلْقَرْنَيْنِ قُلْ سَأَتْلُوا عَلَيْكُمْ مِنْهُ ذِكْرًا إِنَّا مَكَّنَّا لَهُ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَآتَيْنَاهُ مِنْ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ سَبَبًا فَأَتْبَعَ سَبَبًا. One whole ruku in the shan of this king, yet in the whole Quran you will not find سَلَامٌ عَلَى ذِلْقَرْنَيْنِ. What will you find? سَلَامٌ عَلَى نُوحٍ فِي الْعَالَمِينَ. Special salams of Allah upon Nuh fil alameen, from the whole humanity. Nuh was selected alayhi salam for the salams of Allah. Salamun ala Ibrahim. Salamun ala Ilyasin. Salamun ala Musa wa Harun. Salamun ala al-Mursaleen. Allah salams upon all the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wa salam. But when we look at this, Salamun ala Nuhin fil alameen. Salamun ala Ibrahim. Salamun ala Ilyasin. Salamun ala Musa wa Harun. Salamun ala al-Mursaleen. You still have to ask yourself, who is sending the salam? Allah's name is not mentioned. You have to look at the verses before and the verses after to understand this is Allah sending salam upon Anbiya alayhi salam. You know, sometimes you have this expression when you want to praise somebody, you say, praise this person, that person. And when it comes to, he says, for that person, no need to even say anything. In other words, his shan is so great, we don't even have to talk about it. This is what this verse is, the intonation behind this verse. You are left in no doubt whatsoever who is sending the salam. Allah starts this verse, inna. What is inna? Inna in Quranic terminology, in layman's terms, whether you understand it or you don't understand it, whether you accept it or you don't accept it, understand Allah is doing this, that is inna. And then Allah doesn't bring any sifat or quality. Allah brings His name, inna Allah. Inna Allah, verily Allah. Other Anbiya, salam, salam, salam. Allah's name is not there. Allah starts with His name, Inna Allah. Then, in the shan of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, more emphasis, Inna Allah. What it should have been, Wal Malaika, Inna Allah. وَالْمَلَائِكَ. It was sufficient. Yet what does Allah do? وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ. Allah brings His name again. Verily Allah and Allah's malaika. يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِي. This Allah and then النَّبِي. In layman's terms, النَّبِي. Allah could have said, Ala Muhammad, Ala Habibi, Yusalluna alan Nabi. An Nabi, translate this, understand it in Urdu, Is Azimu Shan Nabi ke upar. Upon the special prophet. Which special prophet? Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Abdurrahman bin Auf radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, one day I followed Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam into an orchard. My Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam all of a sudden fell into sajda. Fa'atala sujood. He remained in sajda for a very, very long time. Abdurrahman bin Auf radiallahu ta'ala says, I became concerned. I thought that Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has passed away. After a long time he woke up from that sajda. I relayed my concern to him. Ya Rasulullah, such a long sajda, what happened? He says, Jibreel came to me. And Jibreel said to me, Ama yasurruka, O my Nabi, does it not please you? Does it not please you? من صلى عليك من أمتك صليت عليه ومن سلم عليك سلمت عليه. Does it not please you? Does it not please you that any of your ummah that will send salat upon you, I, Allah, will send salat upon them. Any of your ummah that will send salam upon you, they will get my salam, sallamtu alayhi. My Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when I heard this, I became so happy. I fell into sajda out of shukr, such a long sajda. Ubay bin Ka'b radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, I came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I said, Ya Rasulullah, the mafhum of the riwayat, certain time I have set aside for dua. In that dua I send salawat upon you. How much of my dua time should I ascribe for salawat upon you? Ya Rasulullah, tell me how much. Should I put aside quarter of the time? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, no problem. But if you do more, it will be better for you. Should I put aside one third of the time? No problem. If you do more, it will be better for you. Should I put aside half the time? No problem. But if you do more, it will be better for you. Ya Rasulullah, Allahu Akbar. I'm cutting the riwayat short. He says, Ya Rasulullah, I have decided all my dua time, I will devote it to salat and durood upon you. What does my Nabi say? Idhan tukfa hammuk wa tughfar laka dhambuk. Oh, kama qala an-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Today, we look every direction you look, people are parishan. People are worried naturally. What is happening? Facing difficulties. And one of the greatest difficulties, the news is coming back from Turkey also now. Mental depression. Mental depression. This is one of the most difficult illnesses to treat. Mental depression. What does my Nabi tell Ubay bin Ka'b radiallahu ta'ala anhu? If you will devote your time to salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, idhan tukfa hammuk, every grief, every depression you are suffering from, Allah will remove it. Wa tughfar laka dhambuk, and all your sins Allah will forgive. All your sins Allah will forgive. Such an amal, this is that amal. Inna allaha, Allah starts with himself. For salah Allah didn't do this. For zakat Allah didn't do this. For hajj Allah didn't do this. For fasting Allah doesn't do this. For salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Inna allaha wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi. What is this yusallun? One translation. Allah sends salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar. My respected brothers, that translation is incorrect. Yusalloon, ulama explained, has a meaning of takrar. Allah and his malaika are sending salawat and will continue sending salawat upon this azimushan Nabi. يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. O people of Iman, send salawat. And what an amal. You and I are doing no favor to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is his favor, this is his ihsan, this is Allah's favor upon us, that this dirty, filthy tongue is being given this opportunity to send salawat to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And it will not be wasted. Man salla alayya wahidatan sallallahu alayhi biha ashra. My Nabi said, every time you send one salat upon me, my Allah will send 10 salat upon you. Minimum. Imam Abu Zur'a, rahimahullah, great muhaddith, he had this type of memory that he said that I can recite 100,000 ahadith like how you people read Qulu Allah. The effort, mental effort it takes you to read Qulu Allah, I can read 100,000 ahadith. That kind of memory he had. On one occasion he said, Allahu Akbar, when he passed away, someone saw him in a dream. Imam Abu Zur'a, rahimahullah, on the first heaven, he was making imamat of the malaika. They said, how did Allah elevate you like this? Imamat of the malaika in the first heaven. He said, I with my own hands, I wrote down 100,000 ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Before each hadith, I send salawat upon my Nabi. My Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, the one who sends one salah upon me, Allah will send 10 rahmats, 10 salats upon him. So that person, 100,000 hadith, 100,000 durood, the one who received 1,000,000 mercies of Allah. What is surprising that Allah gave him imamat of the malaika in the first heaven. All our lives can be sacrificed. We will never, ever be able to repay the ihsanat and favor of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One is salawat. With that, he has to become our imam. He has to become our role model. He has to become our guide. I've already run out of time. Usama radiallahu ta'ala narrates that on one occasion, they asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that, O my beloved Nabi, we have observed Sahaba like a microscope. They would observe every action of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They said, Ya Rasulullah, we have observed. Lam araka tasum shahram min ash-shuhur ma tasuma min sha'ban. Complete what I was saying earlier. This ayat of salawat, inna allaha wa malaikatahu. Ulama of the opinion, it was revealed in the second year of Hijrah, in the month of Sha'ban. That is why many ulama say this month of Sha'ban is a month of salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It is also a month of fasting. Don't wait for Ramadan. The preparation for Ramadan is to fast in Sha'ban. Aisha radiallahu ta'ala says, I did not observe Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam fasting more in any month besides Ramadan than how he fasted in Sha'ban. She says, at times it appears as if he fasted the entire Sha'ban. Usama radiallahu anhu says, Ya Rasulullah, we see that you fast in Sha'ban. Lam araka tasum shahram min ash-shuhur ma tasuma min Sha'ban. You fast so much in Sha'ban. Why do you fast so much in Sha'ban? Allahu Akbar. Two things my Nabi mentioned. To go into details now, there is no time. Allah gives opportunity, we'll come to it some other time. He said, this is the month of ghaflat. He said, this is the month of ghaflat. Generally, people are ghafil in this month between Rajab and Ramadan. Rajab was from amongst the sacred months. Ramadan is a month, obviously, we increase. So people normally go through a ghaflat. Allah forgive us. Many of us have this mindset. Let's get all our gunas out of the way in Sha'ban. That is not how we make istiqbal of Ramadan. That is not how we receive that. It is last minute shopping, last minute holiday, last minute this, last minute that. What is behind this? Ramadan is coming, so we can't do it in Ramadan, so do it in Sha'ban. This is Shaitan's chakkar. This is Shaitan's cunning. This is Shaitan's game. Sha'ban, Ramadan is the month of fasting. How did my Nabi prepare for Ramadan? He fasted more in Sha'ban than in any other month besides Ramadan. He said, this is the month of ghaflat. And it is the month, turfa'u fihi al-a'malu ila rabbil alameen. The karguzari report. Report of each one of us is presented to Allah. Presented to Allah. One da'if riwayat of Aisha radiallahu anha, he said, this is also the month. This is also the month when the names of those who will pass away, the names of those who will pass away for the rest of the year are presented to the angels. My Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Uhibbu an yurfa amali wa ana sa'im. I have this desire. When my report is presented to Allah, I should be in a state of fasting. Sha'ban, report is presented to Allah. Take that extra effort in this month of Sha'ban to increase this great sunnah of fasting. There is one door of Jannat. Ithmuhu Rayyan. Allah has kept specially this door for those who will fast from the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah give us tawfiq wa khidmat.